It's not about what happens to us, but what we do with it. That according to a Chattanooga woman who is the author of a new book, Guiding Principles for Life Beyond Victim Consciousness. For more than 30 years, Lynn Forrest has been teaching people about their own core belief cycle, that negative downward spiraling pattern that holds us captive in painful ideas about ourselves and the world around us, that limit our life expression and promotes victim consciousness.
I was an incest survivor. I was someone who had been abused, and I was hurt about it, angry about it. But the most damaging part of that, in my opinion, today, as I look back, was not what had happened to me. I'm not making excuses for abusers. It's not that. But the most damaging aspect of that whole process for me was my deciding and believing that I was damaged for life. I saw myself as irreparably damaged.
Lynn's book encompasses what she has learned in her career of working with others and the process she has gone through transforming her own consciousness.
I wrote this book because I had put out an article 10-plus years ago on the web called The Faces of Victim, and it's about the victim triangle, the drama triangle, as developed by Stephen Karpman, a psychiatrist and practitioner of transactional analysis, which was one of the modalities I trained in back in the 70s.
She said the article defined the three roles of victim and the victim triangle and how those are played out.
When I started writing, it was just like, I'm going to put out there all the things I've learned about the triangle, or as much of as I can remember. And I had such a response over the years, and it has grown and grown. The readership of that has grown and grown. And one day, one of my team members said, you need to write about how to get off. And I was like, you know, that's really true. And so it really came about as that. The book is my response to, here we are, here's the outline of victimhood and the three parts we play in victimhood. And here's a step-by-step process of getting off of that triangle and getting out of what I call victim consciousness. So that's really what inspired me to write the book.
I asked Lynn how we become victims.
You know, I don't know the exact answer to that, but I will tell you this. Everyone I've ever met moves in and out of victim consciousness all day long. And some live in it perpetually. And it's certainly a way of thinking about the world that is worldwide and passed on to us from generation to generation. So we grow up in it. It's the mentality that says, he kept me from, she won't let me, they made me feel bad. My life is unhappy because of something outside of me, which leaves me feeling at the mercy of and a victim too. External circumstances and people. So that's what victim consciousness is. And it is rampant. I call it an epidemic. And most people don't know that there's any other way to see life. It's totally reactive. It's the reactive mind.
She said we use certain words that are victim vocabulary.
And should and shouldn't is big on that list. Because should and shouldn't has nothing to do with reality. We can agree, you and I and the rest of the human race, for instance, that something shouldn't happen. But is it? It's like what we're left with is to deal with what is. And for me to spend time in making myself unhappy about the way it should be or the way it shouldn't be is relegating my life, my consciousness, to a very narrow state of victim consciousness. So that's the first thing is just, so I feel what I feel, but what I do want to do is I want to use those feelings as a doorway in to exploring what are the beliefs that cause that set of feelings. Because the formula is this, when I believe a thought, first of all, the thought comes in, it's not a problem until I believe it. And then it becomes a problem if it's an unhappy thought. It becomes a belief. At that moment, I've married it. It becomes a belief. And as soon as I believe something, two things automatically happen. One, I begin to feel as if it's true. I have all the feelings that go with that belief. He left me. He doesn't love me. He abandoned me. I'm going to feel all the feelings that go with that. And that's going to usually be the first thing I notice. But what we do in victim consciousness is we say, he left me, and that's why I feel abandoned. But what I understand is that my thought, that my feelings come from my thoughts. And therefore, it's not his leaving, but what I'm thinking about his leaving that is creating my unhappiness. And so we make that distinction in this work. And that suddenly gives me direction, me control over my state of being rather than some outside force. So it's not that I shouldn't see it that way. It's that, okay, I'm feeling abandoned and rejected. Next question. I note the feelings. What am I believing? What am I telling myself? And then the other thing that happens, the formula again, belief, feelings, I feel as if it's true. And the next thing that will automatically happen as soon as I believe something is that I will then act as if it's true. So that my feelings and my behavior will come out of my belief system. So when I think that I've been rejected and abandoned, mistreated by someone else, how do I start acting? Depressed, hurt, angry, vengeful, vindictive? I'm justified in striking back? But the question to ask is, who does that hurt? Who's unhappy here? I don't know about the other person. I'm not living in their consciousness. I only know what it does for me. So that's where we begin to sort of go, okay, if I choose to believe, to frame of reference this, to see this, to interpret this set of circumstances in my life, if I choose to see it as it's being done to me, as it's a bad thing that shouldn't have been done to me, I'm going to feel bad. If I understand that I have a choice about how to see this, then I begin the process of turning it around. And one of the ways to turn it around is to take the original belief, he mistreated me, he left me because I wasn't lovable. Usually it has to do with, I'm not enough, something's wrong with me, he left me. Or the other extreme of that is, he's an a-hole. You know, it's something with him. Somebody's to blame here, victim consciousness again. Victim consciousness is all about blame. It's somebody's fault. And if it's not my fault, then it must be your fault. And better your fault than my fault, because to think it's my fault hurts too bad. I beat myself up too much. So I'm going to make it your fault. If I take that concept, he abandoned me, and turn it around, what's the opposite of abandoned? He supported me. Ah, he supported me. How might that be true? He left, and in leaving, he supported me. Oh, yeah. He left because he loved me. Huh, how could that be true? Well, it could be true that whether or not he knew it, his leaving was the universe loving me through him. It was removing something from my life that no longer fit. It was doing for me which I could not do for myself. And therefore, there's a whole different set of feelings that go with that thought. All of a sudden, I'm at peace. And that, to me, is the goal.
She says the goal is to come into a kinder and more loving relationship with oneself.
When you believe it, you feel as if it's true, you act as if it's true. So if I feel and act as if I have been damaged for life, what am I going to look like? Well, how am I going to be in life? How am I going to respond to others? Well, I could see it plainly. I could see how believing that I felt hurt, I felt damaged, I felt wounded, I felt justifiably angry. I felt righteously indignant. I wanted them to pay. So I'm walking around in that state of consciousness. I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound all that peaceful or kind or loving to me. And so for me, it was about getting really clear that it's up to me. So I began to question the assumption that says I'm irreparably damaged. Is that true? And I came to the conclusion that only if I believe I am. And why would I choose to believe that? And if I believe that, how do I treat others? How do I treat myself? And I could see how all the destructive habits I'd gotten into, including the drugs and the alcohol, they came out of that core belief about myself. So it seemed to me that that was something I wanted to reframe, and did.
She says today she looks back and realizes she's not in denial.
Those things happened. It's just that I don't have to make it about me. I can understand that that happened to me and take what I can from it. It's like that old saying we heard growing up so much, take the lemons in life and make lemonade. It's like take what has happened and turn it into grist for the mill of consciousness. See how it served you. Many of the greats in our world, the ones that have been touted as our great inventors, philosophers, theologians, wisdom givers, are people who have had horrendous histories, horrendous childhoods. What did they do? What's different? They refused to see themselves as victims. That's what I'm talking about here.
Guiding Principles for Life Beyond Victim Consciousness is available at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. You can also pick up a copy at Lynn's office at Another Way Center on Bailey Avenue. For Around and About, I'm Julie Steele.